Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back and thanks for watching the Comedy at the Carlson Cast, hosted by the one and only, the amazing Mr. Vinny Paulino, with him as always as his co-host, the charismatic, not Mr. Brian Ball, and our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Rochester native Mike Dabra. Oh, we all love him. Now please welcome the host with the most, it's Mr. Vinny Paulino.
Woo! I gotta tell you, I'm excited about today's show.
So am I.
I like Dambra. I've always loved the guy.
To hang out with an old friend.
Yeah, it's like he hasn't been in Rochester in 2 years. He hasn't been back here. But hi, everybody listening and watching. Thank you for having good taste in podcasts.
Yes.
My name is Vinny. I'm hosting today. It should be interesting. As always, like you said, stupid Brian's here with me.
He's stupid.
Well, I'm going to tell you why you're stupid. And I'm so mad right now. Like, we're starting the show. Brian, his wife, and my wife and I were supposed to go to a Halloween costume party tonight, and my wife had to go out of town for a thing, and now Brian and his wife just bailed. So apparently, I'm getting drunk at Three Heads by myself tonight, dressed as the Green Bastard from Trailer Park Boys,
you know,
so come see me.
It's going to be a spectacle for everyone else, anyway.
Things are going to get broken. Things are going to get broken, and I'm going to get a little crazy.
It's good.
And I'm going to be screaming your name the whole time, Brian!
I just imagine you on your back like a turtle that can't get up, just in your own sick, yelling, Brian!
Did you say in my own sick?
Yes.
God, I hate you. Hey, Steve.
What's up? You know what makes me laugh is that, like, you spend the entire week being awful to Brian, and then you're like, but why won't you come to a party with me?
What a shocking development.
Listen, you think Batman could do the job without Robin, right? But, you know, he takes him along, and, you know, it's just like a little added, you know?
I don't know. Robin saved the day several times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I can't think of one at the
great,
moment,
Robin has
sure
saved the day. When have you? That's my question.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Robin saves Batman from himself, guys.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe that's what Brian's here to do.
I'm your moral compass.
I can't wait for this party tonight, though. It's going to be at Three Heads Brewing, one of our great sponsors, so make sure you check your calendar for that. Like we were talking about, Mike Dambra's coming in today, and for those of you who don't know Mike Dambra, I'll tell you what, he is I would classify him as a road dog.
Yes.
I would classify him as a comedy veteran kind of guy. He's been around for a long time. He lives in, I believe, Edmonton.
Alberta, Canada.
Alberta is the state there, correct? Is it the province?
Yeah, it's the province. Yeah, that's like actual Canada. That's
two
not like
Canadians
Toronto.
In 2 weeks. We had Tom Green last week.
You're right. Yeah, I don't know.
God, I might pick up their accent.
Tom Green's part of the show.
Yes, that's right. Our lighting designer, Tom Green. Shout out, Tom. Thank you.
We're trying to get in on that sweet Canadian cash.
Yeah. Very, very sweet. I got nothing. But I'm excited because I really like Mike, and he's been around. He's seen a lot, and he's probably got a million great stories for us. So.
Absolutely.
That's cool. Let's talk about our sponsors for a minute, shall we?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Let's talk about something really awesome. Rochester's best comedy open mic. I think that would be a good place to start. What do you think, Steve?
Oh, dude, I love myself an open mic. This because the beauty of the open mic is that you're either going to see like someone have a great set with some new gear or try something, you know. But the best part of the open mic is when you see that crash and burn.
Oh my God, you're a sick man. You're a sick, sick man, Steve Wrigley.
You're a liar if you're like, because you're a stand-up comedian, but again,
Steve,
so are you, Brian.
Steve,
Ball.
No one's gonna lie. We all love a train wreck.
Yes.
We all love a train wreck.
Depending on who it is who's driving the train that's wrecking.
Oh, please. Let me tell you something. I love it. My favorite thing is there was one time in an open mic, I died miserably, and I got an applause break from the comedians because they were just like, that was the best thing I've ever seen, Paulino. Oh, you just ate a big old shit sandwich on stage, and they loved it so much, I got an applause break.
Yeah, I remember, like, I was at
we're a sick bunch.
Yeah, I was at a show in New Zealand once, and we were talking about how funny it was. There was this moment that happened. It was a late show, like a midnight show during the comedy festival.
Right.
And someone came bursting through the back room and said, oh, Brendan's on stage right now, and he's absolutely killing none of the comedians.
Now, is Brendan a sheep?
Yeah, dude.
He's a herder.
Yeah, he's very, very bad.
Okay.
So...
Oh,
no one
Jesus
bites, right?
Christ, where's my Nerf gun? Jeez. Did you just say bad?
You've made that joke before yourself, Vinny, so don't even.
Never.
So none of the comedians budge when they're like, oh, he's having an amazing set, right? 5 minutes later, the same guy bursts the door and goes, he's completely lost the crowd, guys. He's dying on his ass. Every single comic in the venue files in through the doors and stands at the back to watch.
It's great. Messed up.
Great story.
It's like lining. Well, no, it's a weird part of the comedy world. Like, here's the curtain down. We love watching each other fail.
That's right.
We love it so much.
Because deep down, we're all horrifically insecure.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. We are all little bitches in flannel shirts.
Can anyone sign up for the open mic, Vin?
That's why it's open, Steve. You could come and sign up at 7:30 p.m. right here at Comedy at the Carlson on Sunday night. Brian Ball will be hosting.
That's me. I'll be hosting this weekend.
Yeah, lucky everybody.
Train wreck guaranteed.
It's
get your tickets, folks.
It's 50-50, I'd say.
60-40. I'm going 60-40. 7:30 p.m. performers sign up, 8 p.m. showtime. And I would be amiss if we didn't mention RJ Perpura, who is our third host, who is not there this week, but he'll be there the week after. And it's a really good time. We have great drink specials. And bring a couple friends. Watch it. It's like going to the Demolition Derby. You'll enjoy it. And let's talk about our other sponsors. Let's talk about a sponsor who is near and dear to my heart and liver. Iron Smoke Whiskey, baby.
Woohoo!
Handcrafted upstate New York, available in two varieties, Applewood Smoked Whiskey, or as I just like to call it, Get You Drunk Whiskey. And they also have Rattlesnake Rosie's Apple Pie Whiskey, which... it sounds as good as Thanksgiving's coming up, people.
It's
don't bring a pie.
Yeah.
Don't bring a pie. Bring a bottle this year. IronSmokeWhiskey.com.
Thanksgiving in a bottle.
And speaking of Thanksgiving, I am very thankful for Sapori Cafe and Catering, one of our favorite places in the world. Chef Joe takes such good care of us and just like makes amazing. He's like, hey, try this special. And it's like, he blows my mind every time.
You just order the special. You don't even ask what it is.
Yeah, just bring it out, Joe.
I'm gluten intolerant, and I get a sandwich there as often as I can get one.
Yeah.
I ride the line. I just take the risk. It's worth it.
Great story.
Good.
Jeez, guys.
Good. I hope. I would like to see you go into shock while eating lunch.
Gluten shock.
And then you're going to be like, Help me. I'm like, no, Steve, everybody likes a train wreck, remember?
Dude, to be honest.
You knew what you signed up for.
If I was dying of anaphylactic shock after eating one of Chef Joe's sandwiches, my last words would be, it was worth it!
That's fair. I'm with the man. Yep. Powers Building Atrium, the Tennis Club of Rochester, or your special event at Sapori Rochester. It's Italian for flavor.
Flavore.
That's not a word. Three Heads Brewing. Your buddy Vinny's going to be there tonight. I buried the lead. And my very, very good friends, the Isotopes, will be performing their tribute to Ween. So it should be a very interesting night.
It'll be interesting.
I've heard there's going to be an 18-foot like puppet.
And dancers.
Well, the dancers are always there if you go see the Isotopes. But I'm actually very tight with those guys. And let me do a quick shout-out for my buddy Carl, who has an awesome podcast. And I thank God he hasn't lampooned me yet. It's called What Are These Podcasts? And you get it on iTunes.
Oh, that's an excellent podcast.
Yes, it is. I've done it a couple times with him. And basically what he does is he goes and he reviews
other people's
podcasts.
And it's hilarious.
It's brutal, Steve. Yeah.
Like
it's brutal.
Vulture. Like a vulture.
Like pick it at the code word. And he knows it. And he knows it. And he loves it. And he relishes in it. And he's like, oh, yeah, just leave me all the shitty reviews. I don't care. Say whatever you want to. And like every single podcast that he's like gone after or done an episode about, their next episode is all about, this guy's show sucks. And that's, to me, the funniest part is he's such a troll. So you can check out What Are These Podcasts, WATP. And, oh, my God, last but not least, my favorite sponsor, Bad Drip.
Bad Drip.
Available wherever tobacco is sold, except most likely gas stations. I'm guessing at your local smoke shops all over town. You can pretty much go to any of them. They are a big-time brand. International, and they started right here in lowly old Rochester, New York, just like our guest today, Mike Dambra.
And it comes in very large quantities.
Like me.
Yeah. They're Vinny sized.
You can get them in Vinny sized or, you know,
Vinny sized.
Brian sized. Little guys. Brian sized.
Oh, thank you.
BadDripLabs.com must be over 18. And check out at BadDrip on Instagram because they're doing some really cool, like, little contests. If you follow them, you could win free stuff. And I think that's awesome. They're a great sponsor, great people, and much love to Bad Drip. We'll see you on the other side of this ad with Mike Dambra.
We'll be right back.
And if you're not getting enough comedy in the Carlson Cast in your life, you can like us on Facebook over at Comedy at the Carlson Cast. Otherwise, you know, you can head on over to Twitter. We're there too, guys. Chill out. Relax. We're on Twitter. Follow us there. And you can follow us on Twitter with the old at Carlson Cast. Speaking of Carlson Casts, here's the number one host with the most. It's Vinny Paulino. Welcome back, Vin.
You did that rhyme already, Steve. We are back in the studio today with our very special guest from Rochester by way of Canada this time, Mike Dambra.
Rochester.
Yes.
This
Good
is
morning.
Like the coolest studio ever.
Really? You just did Wheeze.
Yep. This is like the coolest studio ever.
Take that.
We'll email
that.
You
know, the Wheeze.
He's got a better view.
He's settled, and you know what I mean? So that's decades of, this is all, this is more my speed.
Well, man, I'm glad that you like it. I mean, this is your first time at the new club. You're no stranger to performing in this city, obviously.
No.
But what do you think of the new place so far?
I love the new, it's beautiful.
You did your first show last night. How's that stage feel?
The stage feels awesome. I just kind of blanked out last night. I started yelling. And I got off stage and asked like half a dozen people, was that all right? I didn't even know how much time I had no clue. I had no idea.
Well, that's a great way to start it off. The stage was so comfortable that you just
went
into a trance.
You just kind of zoned out.
I just kind of went. So. Yeah.
So you've been in Canada since, I believe you told me, 2009.
Edmonton, 2009. Calgary, 2008.
Yeah.
Been in Canada since 2008.
Those are real. That's real Canada.
That's
Alberta? Not like Toronto.
That's like Alberta's 50 below winters.
You're kidding me.
Ooh. No, last year, we were just talking about it. Last year, for one day out of the year, we were the coldest place on Earth.
You're kidding me.
No, it was minus 26, which that's Celsius, so whatever it is for you guys. Minus 52 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you ever think about building a winter home here where it's warm?
Yeah. Absolutely, I've thought about it. Courts have weird rules about that when you have a child in tow.
Maybe like a snowbird.
Yeah. There's nothing weirder than crossing a border late at night at 54 with an 8-year-old in your backseat.
Right.
They have questions.
I'm sure that they do.
They got lots of questions.
Where did you get it?
Well, yeah.
Do you have more?
He goes, roll down the window now. I'd like to see that that's your daughter. Because I handed him the passport, and then he talked to her. But she's sarcastic.
Oh, boy. Well, your daughter is your child, so I couldn't imagine her not being.
Yeah. Yep.
What did she say to him?
He says, you're
I stepped on your Joe story.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's not a joke. Just a story. He says, that's your dad? She goes, yeah, of course. He goes, you're going to see Grandma and Papa? She goes, of course. So, yeah, he rolled the window right back up after two questions. She rolled her eyes.
And then she said, help.
No.
Then she slowly wrote it on the inside. She breathed on the window and then wrote it in her breath. Help
me. Yeah.
Gracie, you're back there. You should probably do that sometime and see what happens, kid.
No.
Yeah. Steve, you got a guest back there with you.
Gracie, you want to come and pop into my shot here for a second? Come and say hi.
This is Mike's daughter, Gracie. She's hanging out with Steve. Hi, Gracie.
There you go.
Producer/babysitter over here, guys.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just when we start talking about the real stuff, tell her to put the headphones on.
Yeah.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs. So what took you, like, you were here, you were touring all over the country, things are good, you decided you wanted to conquer the Great White North. Can you tell everybody why you had to go that way? I know it's kind of a sad story, but it's interesting.
I had been touring Canada for 25 years.
Right.
And the one of my better friends that had worked there since she was 17. She had thyroid brain cancer. She had like a year left. And she said, well, it was always on my bucket list. If you ever come up and you want a date or whatever, it's on my bucket list.
For you to move to Canada and date her?
Well, no, to go on a date when I was on tour, right?
Right.
When I was out there to take her to dinner. And I says, well, you got a year left. I signed a contract with a club to run a club for a year. I says, I'll be there with you for the last year. We'll do it that way.
That's a very sweet thing.
It wasn't a... I mean, I was touring a lot. I could still tour from the club. And, you know, if this helped in any way, we were friends. Anyway, she had radiation packets sewn right in her. She ended up, her lungs collapsed. She was in an oxygen tent, and we thought she was done. But they found out, they said 10 million to one, but she was pregnant.
You're kidding me.
No. And they said, we'll do tests, because here they would have immediately ended pregnancy. Immediate. They wouldn't have done any tests. They said, we'll do tests and see what's going on. And they found out that this one's immune system had cleared out the cancer and was keeping her alive. So they said, we recommend you have the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, I would imagine.
That's amazing.
Finished the contract with the club. I says, I'll go back on the road. And
wow.
We'll have the baby. We'll get married. We'll raise a kid.
So the kid's a miracle.
Yeah.
Literally saved her life. That's incredible.
Yeah. That is. So they gave us 2 weeks.
How old is Gracie now?
She's 8.
8 years old, and she has done more in her life than you have, Brian, and you're 50. She's done more good for the world.
Yeah,
that's true.
You haven't even given to a charity. This kid's saving people from cancer.
Well, they said, just so you know, when there were like 5 doctors. They said, just so you know, when she gets older, she could be like Spider-Man smart about something. She could have learning disabilities. We don't know what, you know, because of she was exposed to radiation for 2 months. So they said, we'll see what happens.
And she's a very healthy, fun little girl.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
I'm guessing superpowers.
Yeah.
She's a little excelled in stuff.
Yeah.
She graded. They tested her so the school could say if I could take her on the road or not. She tests beginning to middle of 4th grade on everything except reading. Her reading level is 6th grade.
Man.
So they said, take her where you want to take her.
Go ahead, take her. She'll be fine.
Strip club it is.
Yeah, I know.
Hop in the car, kid.
She's good to go.
So you're touring all over Canada right now.
Yeah.
You're doing all sorts of stuff, and it's been 2 years since you've been to Rochester.
Yeah.
Do you ever come down and tour in the States?
Yeah, we do. I do Phoenix, Minneapolis, our home club in Edmonton. The guy owns States clubs.
Okay.
So we fly out there and do that. And then it's been more.
And what's his name and phone number? Let me get a pen.
Rick Bronson, House of Comedy.
Hi, Rick. My name is Vinny. I was talking to Mike Damber the other day.
House of Comedy. I get to see all the guys from here. Like, that's where I get to hang out with Jimmy Schubert.
And nice.
They come up to Edmonton. They let me stay. They give me a week, a month where I get to pick to MC, full pay to sit around.
That's
stay
beautiful.
And hang with whoever I want to.
You got made, Dambra.
I made one bad choice in the last year. So
was that coming back here?
No. Rick Gutierrez.
I don't know who that is.
He's the opener for Iglesias for a while. And then he got a Netflix special and he was out on his own.
And weren't a fan?
He was not a fan of me.
Oh. No. What happened?
He was, how long? He goes, 10 minutes. How he said hello was 10 minutes clean, try to be witty. And I laughed because I had just flown. I was with the owner, and I had just flown back.
You want witty? I'll put my daughter up there.
I had just flown back from Phoenix, headlining the Phoenix Club. So I laughed. I figured he knew.
Right.
And then he goes, what's the problem? He goes, you're a little older. How long you been at this? And I go, well, it's 30 years this year. He goes, then you should have 10 minutes. He goes, you got a fucking problem? And I go, nope.
Wow.
And he walked away. So the owner goes, go tell him who you are. And I go, no, because it's his week. It's not my week. I'm emceeing. He goes, right, but just tell him you just came back from Phoenix. Go tell him. I go, nope. That's fine.
I'll bury him 6 feet deep on a podcast later on.
So, the name of this episode is RIP.
Here's
R.I.P. Here's Rick
how
Gutierrez.
Bad it is, because you guys are comics. You would understand. It was Sunday night, and he had grabbed every guest spot and given them a lecture. And no matter what I did on stage, he had some.
My eyes just rolled so far into the back of my head.
Yeah, and it's Sunday night, and I'm doing his intro, but the spot before the middle had left water bottles on the stool. So I folded the intro, put it in my pocket, and I'm getting the bottles off because he uses the stool.
Right.
And his Netflix special is I'm not mad, I'm just a parent. And I said his Netflix special is through the roof, it's I'm not angry, I'm just a parent. And you hear from the back, mad. And I couldn't see because it was dark. And I go, excuse me? Thought it was a heckler. And he comes to the stage, to the stairs. He goes, it's not angry, it's mad. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. The last show of the whole week,
I fold my notes. You're serious. He walked up to the stage to correct you.
Yeah, I says, I fold my notes and I miss a word. And he says, quote, unquote, do your fucking job, bitch, in front of the crowd.
Whoa.
At the stairs. So I says, I'm trying to do, I think he's joking. I figure here comes jokes, right? That's what we do. So I says, I'm trying to do my fucking job, bitch. And he says it again. Just do your fucking job, bitch. So I just say his name. I bring him up, figuring here comes a joke. And he comes with his arms out. He goes, what's your fucking problem? What's wrong with you? And then he doesn't address it. He does his show. So when I get off stage, they go, the owner's wife is coming in because she's the agent. She books. And she came in. She goes, you wait till everybody's gone. You don't interrupt them in front of people. You don't do that. And then you ask them if there's a problem, because I'm standing here with his check, you ask him. And so I was from me to you when he came back in the room, and I says, was there a problem? Because there was no joke there, and it's the last night, and really a word. And he had the cards, like the download cards or whatever.
For his album.
He threw them and came at me.
You're kidding me.
Ooh, said, you're garbage, you didn't get a laugh all week, and you guys know me. That's not real. Yeah. And he goes, you didn't get a laugh all week. You ruined the show. You brought everything down. You're garbage. And he goes, let's do this now, bitch.
You're kidding me.
Holy shit.
So where did you leave him?
On the floor? This is my home club.
Parking lot?
I says, and I can tell you right now, you're calling me garbage. I says, but they held me over a week for New Year's when I headlined here. I says, and I was the only one out of the three clubs that sold out. I says, and you had trouble keeping people in the room, and which only made him angrier.
I bet.
And I walked away from him, which, because that'll blow a guy worse, blow him off.
That's a crazy story. Like, you know, in my experiences, I have had bad sets in front of headliners. I do not want to have a bad set in front of, and we all have. I think everybody starting out has.
Yeah.
But even if you've done bad, I've only been buried as part of a joke.
Yes.
It's always been part of, like, I'll give you a good example. Schubert, who was in here a couple weeks ago, was one of the first people I ever emceed in front of. And I just ate dick on a Thursday night. It was terrible. And I go, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Schubert comes up and he goes, all right, everybody, hey, how you doing? Give it up for Drew Carey. Come up here. Fucking everything up for everybody. And just like in a big clap. Yeah. And it was a joke and everybody laughed.
I mean. I figured there was a punchline coming and there wasn't.
Right. And that's part of the business. You're allowed to take, they call it taking liberty. You can take a liberty when you're the headliner and crack a joke as long as it's funny, but you don't.
Well, there was a punchline coming, but he meant.
He wanted to fight.
Yeah.
And I said, he fights. He's getting deported, number one.
Oh, no.
But that's fine. I made sure there was staff there.
Well, I'm glad you were able to plug his Netflix special on here for him. That was good of you.
You're more than welcome to watch it. If you make it through more than 5 minutes, I'll give you money.
Mike D'Ambro will give you money if you make it through. I'm not mad. I'm just a parent. See, I remembered it, Mike.
See? You can MC for him next time.
He doesn't
Mark, bring him in. Bring this guy in. You're going
to
bring him in?
He doesn't know the phone number to this place.
I do, too. If you want to see Mike D'Ambro for four more shows this weekend, two tonight, two tomorrow, you call 585-4-COMEDY.
That's right.
Or visit carlsoncomedy.com. It took 15 episodes, but I got it.
Yeah.
What I like is the idea that, like, I don't know how many people would have been in the crowd for that show, but there's someone going home later on that night going, I just can't, I'm searching, like I'm not angry, I'm a parent, and I just can't find this.
Yep, it's my fault.
It's all your fault.
So I got a question for you, Mike.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it, and I know, I think we discussed this on Facebook, but what's it like to live in like a stable country? How is that?
You know what, it's so peaceful.
You don't wake up every morning and go,
No. And we get the different news feed. We get Fox 31.
My wife
31.
Dropped a glass the other day. I dove under a table. Like, that's how bad things are right
we
now.
We get Fox 31 is part of our cable package.
You get Rochester's Fox 31?
Yeah, because some guy that grew up in Saskatchewan became mayor or something of Avon, and he cut some deal. Fox 31 is part of our cable package. What? So I get mocked a lot, especially like about Judge Absolute Vodka there and her. About what goes on in Rochester. I get mocked a lot about it. But viewing it from up there, the different news and covering it, it's so ridiculous to me. It's
and
weird.
What a weird place Canada is that they're just watching Fox from Rochester.
Fox 31. They know all of it. Salito
WUHF.
Barnes.
Oh, this is good, eh?
Yep.
Oh, we should call them.
It's so
but
weird.
We don't sue. We just worked it out.
Look at their look at their nice weather.
They're the nicest people.
Oh, it's warm down south today.
They are the nicest people.
They really are. And like they get a bad rap, but it's so good that there's people like that in the world.
And I'm glad that that's how she's growing up in that atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But she's got your edge.
I know.
She's got your bite. And you know what? That's going to get her somewhere, like jail. But, you know, it'll be good.
Probably jail, or she'll be working at the club in 10 years.
This one?
When whatever. You guys were talking about like how good she is at school, under her breath, she just went, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's my child.
You got that handsome prime minister?
Yeah.
Oh, he's dreaming.
Brian, let's not get
that wistful That was our big to-do was he elbowed a girl in the breast there.
Yeah,
he
did.
Oh my God.
He elbowed her walking through. He elbowed her in the tit, and then he was taking the task.
Now, did every woman in Canada have a T-shirt that says "Don't elbow my boob"?
No, they were angry for about 4 hours.
And, 4 hours,
and they let it go. It was gone. It was done.
All right, we're just gonna say we didn't like it, but we're over it now.
Do you know
as
what,
a nation?
You know what Canada gets upset about? Like the guy from Tragically Hip passed away.
Yeah, Gord.
And that was 3 days.
Were they upset? You know what killed me is an even greater Canadian icon died that week. John Dunsworth.
Trailer Park Yeah, Trailer Park Boys, same
thing. Mr. Leahy.
They cried all week about those.
I cried all week over that.
So that's what Canada gets upset about. We lost one of our own. The other stuff they think is foolish.
Sounds like home to me.
Just psychologically speaking, what is it about them that they, like, why are we so close? We all came over from Europe. We came from England. We ended up there. They're still part of the, you know, British Crown or whatever the hell it is that they are.
Yeah.
And how are we so different as a culture?
There's different rules. It's definitely different.
Sure.
I mean, even government-wise. I mean, government sends money for her. You open a college account, they put money in that account every month. Mm.
Just quietly, it's called socialism.
Yeah. It's called hush money.
Yeah. It's called hush money, yeah. Keep it quiet.
Yeah. Can you look over there, eh?
It's just so, I can't explain it, but you cross that border, it is as mellow as it gets.
You know, this show is mostly about comedy, so this is what I got to ask you. Let's talk about American audiences versus Canadian audiences.
Okay.
What do you notice, like, the biggest differences are?
They oohed me within, 3 minutes last night? I worked them into it, and they were fine.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 minutes, ooh, where 3 minutes in Canada last night, Alberta, they would have been cheering, yeah, get them.
Are you saying that because you feel like that we are, the American crowds are more PC, that they just don't like?
Yes. Much more accepting in Canada of any kind of comedy.
Right.
Any kind of. You could have a guitar guy and then a magician and then me going into the crowd.
Is that just like it's rural Canada, but is it just like the more rural parts of Canada like that, or even like Toronto and the big cities and stuff?
Oh, Toronto, like huge Toronto. Yeah. I just did JFL 42 and all.
They'll take whatever. And,
I can do let's do the audience a favor. Mike, for those people, because we have folks who listen all over the world to this show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Could you just describe your act? I would do it for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. I would say irreverent.
Yeah.
I would say slightly mean-spirited.
Yes.
I would slightly, maybe not a strong enough word, mean-spirited at times.
Yes.
And then you do a very routine that gets you love or hate. You do the pickle routine.
There's no in-between on
that. There is no in-between on that.
And literally the hatred is probably worse than the bit I do.
You know what? That's interesting. Well, let's describe what pickle is for everybody, because I think that there's a lot that we can learn here from Canada when it comes to these things. But I just want your thoughts on this. It's 2017 in America. You're down here. You've seen on UHF Fox up in Edmonton. Everybody's been out of shape about everything.
Yes.
Do you say to yourself at any point, like, maybe this bit isn't going to go over? Anymore?
All the time.
Really?
Every night before I get intro.
Really?
Yep.
Well, tell everybody what the bit is. I want you to describe it because you're the one who wrote it.
Do you want the story behind it?
Sure.
I want to know everything.
I
think we don't like
when that. We moved in fourth grade, we moved next to my grandmother's twin sister, and on the other side of her was a family. Kid had Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Pat. That it was him and his brother Joe were my friends.
Right.
The rest of the neighborhood was girls. And so we moved in the summers.
And there was Liberto running around there too.
No, Liberto was before when I was in first grade. That was,
okay.
He was our neighborhood bully.
All right.
shocking.
Yeah. So when we started school, Pat had to go on a different bus and went somewhere else. And uh-huh. I asked why. I didn't understand why. And everybody whispered, because he's retarded. And it made me very angry in fourth grade. Uh-huh. What does that mean? No, he's not retarded. He's Pat.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyways, as time went on, until I was 18 years old, that was my neighbor, and those two brothers were my best friends
right.
in that neighborhood. And moved on, and Pat was always part of our lives. He was at our house. He was whatever. Yeah. So when I started doing the bit, it was in Edmonton, and some lady said something about, I said, that's retarded. She was throwing ice cubes at the amateurs before I got on. And I said, that's
lovely.
Just she goes, they're not funny. I go, well, your reaction, that's just retarded. She goes, oh, my God, I can't believe you used that word. She goes, you probably say homeless, too. And I go, I do. She goes, well, you're an asshole because my sister's homeless. And I says, well, who's the asshole? She's your sister. Let her in the fucking door.
Yeah, that is like the worst argument you could possibly make.
So she tossed the table. they dragged her out, and there was a line for second show. Because in those days, it was Yuck Yucks, and that was the hot ticket. And so second show, I'm doing a show, and I go, let's wrap it up. And I was probably pretty drunk. And I said, any questions? And a guy goes, yeah, I'm sorry to bother your show. He says, but can I ask you what happened with that lady for a show? So I told the story, and I says, you know what? And it just came out of my mouth. I says, if you're so upset about the word, why don't you ask a retarded guy what he wants to be called? Because a retarded guy would say pickle. I right. says, so instead of a word like retarded or special needs or whatever, why don't you ask them what they want to be called? Why don't we start with their name?
Right.
And it turned into a character, and it turned into a huge bit, and it turned into T-shirts and CDs and DVDs, and it turned into benefits for Special Olympics and stuff. But there are people that really think I'm going out there and doing that bit and saying that stuff to pick on people.
They think it's out of spite.
Out of just rolling shit downhill, man. And that's not what it is at all. If anything, it's a true. Pat came.
Yeah.
Pat came. When it was Comics Cafe, they sat him back in a corner, and as soon as I did this, from the corner you heard, I'm over here, Mike!
No.
And he, yeah. And he stood hysterical. With me afterwards, and he shook hands, and he said hi to everybody. And
you know, it's one of those things where, I guess my question is this. You said to yourself, you have some doubt in your own head about it.
Yeah,
right?
But I have doubt in my own head out of
everybody
it.
Does,
a lot of things that come out of my mouth before I say them.
That I believe.
Yeah, when the words come out and you just wish you could reach out and catch it. Like, you see them coming and you just...
I'll know it's funny, but in my head...
I've only had that happen to me one time. It was after I said, Brian, would you like to be my co-host? And I went, get that in my bottle!
Yeah, speaking of which, Brian, could you talk into your microphone a little bit more, please?
Yeah, I am.
Or you just turn it off so you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, actually. Do we need this camera, Vinny?
Yes, we do. it's for the women 18 to 34.
Oh, demographics.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Warn them.
It is.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I love this episode so far.
Usually, with what I do, I'm five in my head ahead of what I'm going to say.
Sure.
Working with the crowd, and then if I'm thinking about it, I'll go back to material or whatever. But I'm five. Like last night, I picked on that kid in the front row. Having a pizzeria and being gay and doing jazz hands and whatever. And I'm five ahead of, are they going to turn on me? Are they going to say, you can't say that because are you picking on gay people? Or,
what
you know what
you,
I mean?
What do you, how, I mean, do you, you don't have that in your heart.
At all.
Right. It's
not
in your heart.
I'm not that guy. I'm just not that guy.
So and this is the thing that I think people have a hard time understanding with comedy is what's funny to the comedian is what they write.
Yeah.
Now, if it's not coming from a place of hatred, it's coming from this is just purely funny. And in Canada, they're accepting of these things. Here, it's Burnham, you know, in the square.
It's very divided and cliquey here.
And it's gotten so much worse so fast. I mean,
really fast.
We've only been, I mean, Vinny and I both been about the same time, 8, 9, 10 years. It was not like this.
Nope.
Don't lump yourself in with me.
It's very clicky here. There's a group that says you can't say this. There's another group that says, oh, you can say that, but you can't say this. But there is a lot of, you will think like me, you will speak like me.
There's a lot of people who are of the mind that if it hurts someone, if there's anything about it that could hurt someone, it is therefore bad and should not be said.
And
how do you respond to that?
My stance is, then I can't say anything. Because anything that I say is going to hurt somebody. That's why it's called, if you do any kind of research, it's why it's called a fucking punchline.
Right.
You're punching, you're hitting, there's a victim behind the joke, no matter what you're talking about.
Yeah, a lot of the times it's the comedian themselves are making
exactly
fun of themselves.
Exactly right, but somebody is taking the punch. That's the whole point. When I do what I do, to me, I do it because it's absurd. That's why it's funny to me, because it's so absurd.
Right.
To be mean and hateful, it should be laughed at.
I feel like one of the things that does get lost is people are very touchy and they get lost in the minutia of you said a word. You may have said the R word. You may have said fag. You may have said whatever. And
that's all they hear.
That's all they hear. And the absurdity is, why would anyone say this? And I'm saying this is like over the top ridiculous. And people don't know how to react to that or digest it anymore.
And it's just anger.
We've lost that type of filter.
Yeah,
I think
it's just anger. And you know what? Bottom line, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I will hammer you with it until you laugh. I will hammer you with it. And that's just what I did last night.
Yeah.
I will shove it down your throat until you get it. It's a fucking joke.
You right. still can't go to jail for words, as far as I'm aware. So yeah.
You can. Sure you can.
Yeah, threatening words. Yeah, sure you can. Yeah.
Sure you can go to jail for words. This isn't New Zealand.
Yeah, not yeah.
We don't send this people to sheep jail.
This is America.
Canada, if you say, even joking, I'll kill you, that's jail immediately, Canada.
What?
Canada, you can't say that to anybody.
Really?
Yeah, if you're fighting or getting ready to fight and you go, dude, I swear to God, you come at me, I'll kill you right now. You're done. You're jail. You don't have to throw a punch.
Wow. But yet, they're going to let you go on stage and do Pickle and say everything else in the world and laugh uproariously.
Yeah.
What an interesting culture.
What an enchanted land.
Yeah.
I'm thinking ahead north. I could do a show from up there.
I concur. You should
You're not
north.
Coming, though.
You should head, I know. I know. I would stay right here and you can go north.
I'm not coming. He agreed with you.
Yeah.
He said, fuck it.
No, I'll stay
he
right
said, go,
here.
Vinny, please.
I'll stay right here.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking the chair. So... Mike.
Yes, sir.
You've been doing comedy for so long. Can you tell me a good Rochester comedy story for us? For us Rochesterians, go back in your vault.
This is what I was most looking forward to having you on.
Entertain me. Just
about
me
who?
Some,
about who?
It doesn't have to be about you. About Rochester audiences. About just something that happened in this city that you.
Do you
want
to hear how me and Mark met?
Ippolito? Oh,
yeah.
Go sit on the couch next to him, Mark, and tell us
how we met.
I love a good strip club story. Here we go.
This was when Mark was like, he was door guy.
Stick your head in there next to Mike so you can see.
He was
there
built.
He is.
Like,
ladies and gentlemen, the guy who put this whole place together, Mark Ippolito, is hanging out.
Did you ever see Mark in the day when he could fight like lightning?
No.
Oh,
no.
My
God. I didn't know
story.
Him then.
Do you remember this story? A guy was on the other side of the bar. You took him by the wrist. Jumped over the bar, took him by the wrist because he was going to slap a girl in the face, and you walked him straight out like action movie. Oh my God. See,
and okay. Mark and I didn't speak again for 10 years.
18 to 34 years. Yeah, yeah.
But he made it up to you, getting you this gig. So look at Vinny.
Mark didn't help him at all.
So Mark was like, "All right, now what?" What did you win?
Well
karate.
No, I was the New York State heavyweight taekwondo champion for 4 years.
What?
Yes. Yeah. All right. Yeah. See. Okay. So he was our door guy, and usually when I would get a heckler, door guys would go, "Let it go, Damber will take care of it." Mark didn't know me, so this guy started heckling. And Mark came up behind him,
flying elbow drop from.
But he had the shorts. Biked hair, and he was built. And so he comes up behind him. He goes, "That's enough, bro. That's enough. Shut up right now or you're out." And I go, "See what you did? You just pissed off Flock of Seagulls."
Uh-oh.
And Mark looks at me and he goes, "Cuz, did you just call me Flock of Seagulls?"
And you went, "No,
no
I did not."
I go, "Yes, I fucking did." And he goes, "You're on your own." And he walked away. That's a true story. That's how we met.
That is the Markest Mark thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I used to work at the box office.
Flock of Seagulls, huh?
And then they found out I had martial arts background. So they're like, "Okay, can you do security afterwards?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." And they said, "Damber's coming. He's the biggest ball breaker in the world." I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to love it." And I loved you, dude. I was loving the show. I was into it. And this guy literally got up, and I thought he was going to rush Mike on stage. And I ran up him, you know, and stop him. And then Mike goes, "Oh, look it. You pissed off Flock of Seagulls." The crowd goes nuts because I had blonde spiked hair. And I'm like,
"Are there pictures?"
I said, "You know what? You're on your own." I let the guy go. Mike's like, No.
That's how we met. That's how we met.
That's funny. Hilarious.
We just talked last night about me and Liberto fist fighting at Red Creek. That was a good one.
Oh, Danny Liberto, my buddy.
I filled his head with whipped cream, and he fought me down the stairs.
You two, you and I both went to the same comedy college, I believe.
Yes.
Liberto University.
Liberto University, yeah.
He was my first paid gig.
All three of us did.
Eric Nussbaum from Yuck Yucks goes, "You're going to do a college gig, and you're going with Dan Liberto." You call him, and I called him, and he goes, "You don't come to my house. You don't know where I live." I was so new. And I go, "Okay." He goes, "You meet me in a parking lot. You get in my car. I drive." And I, "Okay." And I got in the car with him, and he started talking to me. And he goes, "You think you're funny? You think you're the next big thing? You think you're hot?" And I'm like, "I guess. I'd only been doing it a couple months, right?" And he goes, "Okay, here's what I'll do, buddy. I'll flip you. And if you win the flip, you can headline tonight." And I says, "Okay." And we flipped, and I won the flip. He goes, "You're closing the show. But I'm telling you, I'm going to give you 30 minutes here. See if you can follow the 30 minutes. And I, okay. And so I do it, and I do well. Yep. I get in the car, and he goes, you did well. You did good. And I go, oh, thanks. Oh, I passed the test. He goes, you never close a show for fucking opening money. So, no matter what I did that night, he was going to tell me he was going to put me in my place.
I swear to God, I'm getting Liberto University t-shirts made.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
He took me under his wing. He ended up moving me in. I lived there for 10 years.
Wow.
He's the guy that taught me how to send a promo kit, how to send. In those days, you sent the VHS tapes with money for somebody to look at it.
Liberto still does.
Probably.
VHS tapes. Oh, stop it.
That's a lie. Brian, you know he's still sending beta.
They're DVDs. It's 2017. They're DVDs, guys.
Yeah,
just smoke signals of his best punchlines.
So I think that's funny. I love it. I mean, like, that's a real Rochester comedy thing right there, is if you've never done a road show with Liberto, I got nothing to tell you.
We all love the guy. But
love him
just,
to death.
It is an experience.
He's like a brother.
Yeah, it's an experience.
Then we went on tour. We did North and South Dakota together, and the booker wanted to talk to him about coming back, but he had picked up a waitress, and he goes, I'll talk to you when I'm done with this. And he took the girl back to the house, and the booker looked at me and went, what just happened? I go, I think you got blown off for a rebooking, and he didn't get rebooked, and he didn't know why, but he took the waitress back to her house.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
Yep. Then we did Florida. We had no money. We would go to restaurants and steal. We'd order soup, steal the crackers, run, and get chased by the beach birds all the way back to where they were letting us stay.
You're kidding, man.
That was my first couple years.
Robbing for soup.
He took me everywhere. He goes, I'll show you what this is.
The ropes.
Yeah.
All right, so what we're going to do is, and you're like, okay, so are we going to talk about comedy theory too? No, we're getting some crackers, Mike. We're going to get some crackers.
Oh, there was no talking about it ever.
I was like, come on.
You did it. You did it, and that's how you learned.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, he would tell you, you did this right, you did this wrong, and then you didn't speak of it again. You went to the next gig.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, I will say this about the man. He cares very much about the show.
Yep.
He cares very much about the process of
absolutely.
You do what you're supposed to do, and he will teach you the right way. And if you don't do the right way, he's almost like that guy in Kill Bill who's going to make you stand there and like punch a wall forever.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
He's really like legit like that. He makes you disciplined.
I can actually tell you 31 years later that's where my discipline came from.
Same here. The guy taught me a lot.
Acting
a lot.
Professional in a club. That came from him. Yep. Don't get me wrong. As time went on, it was, hey, let's build a fort in the back. He used to do that. If the club wasn't full.
He used to build a fort in the back.
He would take the chairs and the tables that they weren't using at the Yucks, and he'd build a fort in the back, and he'd sit back there with his scotch, watch the show, but it was his fort.
What, like a shantytown green room?
Yeah.
I just picture.
Who runs Bartertown? Liberto runs Bartertown.
Absolutely.
Shantytown green room.
We did stuff like that. We did horrible things like that. Yeah.
I can just God, see I love Danny so much. Peeking out of his fort.
Yeah.
I
we were
love
playing
the
at Scorgie's.
I love
once.
The band.
At Yucks, we were upstairs playing video machines, and they put the cash out next to us. And he goes, we just should. And we took the whole cash out home. And they called us, and they're like, you're the only two playing the fucking video machines. You take the cash out? We're like, well, yeah. And they're like, bring the fucking cash out back here. We had all this money. We brought it back here. Yeah, we did stuff like that.
That's hysterical. I love him, man. Honestly, Danny, if you're watching this.
We love you.
We love you very, very much.
And you did great last night. We're going to build a fort. Tonight. We are going to build a shantytown green room for you tonight. I'm telling you.
Is Danny back tonight?
Well, I don't know.
No,
but
he won't come back.
We're going to build the fort and put it on Facebook and build it in his name.
We'll put a sign up. Fort Liberto.
Population
fort
one.
Liberto.
I just love that. It's like, why are you building a fort? Well, I don't want anyone to see
He's the only guy in the world who would do that.
Yeah.
He is the only one who's like, I'm going to build a fort back here. And you're everybody, the manager's not going to go back there and say, Danny, don't do it. They're just like, here you go, Danny.
That's when he had the Mr. T blow up doll. He would wrestle it. But then he jumped and popped his knee doing a pile driver on the doll. So then he had a blow up, a 7-foot blow up Gumby that he'd make himself dizzy blowing up the doll every night. He couldn't keep it inflated. So he had to do it in the fort. He did everything back in the fort.
The fort is where...
And some girls made
Can we just call it Danny Liberto's Fortress of Solitude?
No, because there were some girls that visited the fort.
Okay. I would like to visit the fort.
This is the best story ever.
Where is this fort?
Oh, this is
you got to build it. Every night you got to build it.
So where are you going to be next, Mike?
Where do I go next? We go home, Edmonton, and then what are we at? Oh, Cold Lake. There's a theater. I'm doing some small theaters.
Oh, wow.
I just finished. Everything has been festivals, so I'm going back and hitting some clubs. And then Christmas parties. It's all Christmas parties.
That's awesome, man. I'm
just
really
love
glad
that you looked over at your daughter here. Like she's got the whole book.
She's his manager.
She does. She knows the schedule.
She's the manager. Sixth grade reading, dude.
She knows the schedule better than I do. She said yesterday, I go, I got to lay down, man. I've been driving, and we had radio this morning. I got to lay down. She goes, you lay down. I got some schoolwork. I go, excuse me? She goes, I'm going to make some journal entries, and I got math. And she goes, lay down. She's a warrior.
Good thing she takes care of you.
She doesn't.
Do you ever make her just drive? You ever just like, here, just take the keys, kid.
As soon as I get a booster seat, she's driving.
Yeah. Oh, man. Gracie, you're a great kid. You're welcome. Everything you heard us talk about, pretend you didn't, okay?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Just like your dad.
Exactly.
All right, folks.
Gonna happen.
Four more shows with Mike Damber this weekend here at Comedy at the Carlson. Get your tickets, carlsoncomedy.com or 585-4-COMEDY. Mike, I love having you here.
Thank you so much.
I wish you were here every weekend.
It's always good to see you.
Thank you so much.
And it was a real pleasure. Thank you for entertaining me this
Thank
morning.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem. Steve?
Yeah, buddy.
Let's put Brian on the spot now. You ready? Mike, you might really enjoy this.
All right.
What we do is we have some sponsors on the show, and we randomly a few weeks ago just said, Brian, do the sponsor reads at the end of the show. But he is like a mumbling, stuttering imbecile who doesn't know. He's like, what do I do?
I'll go with mumbling and stuttering. I wouldn't say imbecile.
So, nah.
He told us this morning as well that he's ready.
I wrote him down.
Before the show, Vinny, he said this is going to be the best sponsor read he's ever done, right?
Yep.
And here's what's going to happen. He's going to read it so seriously. And like he's going to get everything right. And then he's going to go, see? But he doesn't realize there's no entertainment to that.
Right. And then we lose sponsors.
Yeah, and then we lose sponsors. You're hurting the show.
All right, I got to hear this.
All right.
How many are there?
There's four. Here we go. We'll do them quick.
Fuck, all right. Maybe I'll stay for two.
They're good ones, though.
All right, go.
Here we go.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Bring in my slides, Vinny.
You got slides?
Well, you got to start them. You got to start them, and then we go to the slide after you've kind of started saying stuff.
Thanks for watching, everybody. We hope you had a good time. Let's get to our sponsors here. First of all, we have Iron Smoke Whiskey, available in two fantastic flavors, Applewood Smoked and Rattlesnake Rosie's Apple Pie.
Look at the camera, Brian.
Available at your local retailer or right here at Comedy at the Carlson.
Stop reading.
Holy fuck, I'm going to need some of that whiskey just to listen to you do this.
Vinny already drank it all.
All right, let's go.
This is our last bottle.
Bye-bye.
Next up, we have Sapore. Lovely food. We're going to be going there ourselves later. Contact them for all your catering needs or do like we do. Go there for lunch. They are at the Powers Building Atrium or downtown at the Tennis Club of
Rochester. He's so trying to read. Looking at him trying to read is uncomfortable.
I know. Next up, Three Heads Brewing, our favorite brewery. Best brewery in Rochester. Many, many different varieties. We always have a couple on here at tap here.
I believe
Carlson.
We have three on tap right now at the bar.
Three? We got three on tap.
We got the kind.
Three
we got,
heads?
And no.
Oh.
Giant Panda.
The kind. Oh, we got Rocktober.
Rocktoberfest is amazing.
All right. Well, I'll see
Giant
you.
Giant Panda's a beer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, in Canada, it's a buffet.
I like yours version better.
And last but not least, we have Bad Drip makes all of their e-juice right here in Rochester. Ships it all over the world. Delicious stuff. You can find it at almost every smoke shop in the area. But remember, you must be 18. Thanks a lot for watching, everybody.
You didn't say where they could find them. What's their Instagram handle that they pay us to read?
I know it's baddriplabs.com.
It's at baddrip, stupid. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Thank you. He's always got to get in one last stupid.
Just one stupid.
Thanks a lot, fatty.